Welcome to my show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and my guest for today's show is Leif Sorby. Hailing from Oslo, Norway, Tempest's founding member and lead singer slash electric mandolinist, Leif Sorby is recognized as a driving force in the modern folk rock movement. He started Tempest after years of touring and recording on the folk circuit. Since forming in 1988, 30 years ago, Tempest has delivered a hybrid of high-energy folk rock fusing Irish reels, Scottish ballads, Norwegian influences, and other world music elements. Join us today for a conversation about Leif's band Tempest, a celebration of their 30 years and their album, 30 Little Turns. And during the show, you're going to get to hear one of my favorite songs from the album. Welcome, Leif.
Hey, Margot, how are you? You know, it's been 3 years since last time.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, because that was the last time we released an album was 3 years ago. And it was pretty much exactly this time of the year, too, middle of February that we talked. So I'm honored to be back as your guest again.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you back as my guest. I remember having so much fun talking with you during that very first show that we had together. And that was about your album, The Tracks We Leave. And boy, you've definitely been leaving tracks all over the place.
Well, it's our job is to get around, you know, and even more so this year because it's our 30th anniversary year, you know, so we want to get out there and visit as many of our old friends as we can and maybe make some new friends as well, you know. So we're going to be touring the country a few times this year.
Wow, that's so amazing. I always watch your posts on Facebook and see that how many different shows you do, and it just amazes me how much you get out there and perform. It's just incredible. And I have to say that I really, really, really loved when we went to see you perform over in, I think it was Berkeley for the album.
You came to our show at Ashkenaz, I believe. That might even have been the release party for the last record, I think.
I think it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny because listening to the album and the songs ahead of time, I was thinking, I really like this, but it's being there live is just such an incredible experience.
Well, that's where that's when the magic really happens, is between the performers and the audience, which is we are a live band first, you know, but recording is a different art form in many ways. You know what I mean? And we love being in the studio, you know. We're very proud of the new album, and actually our release concert and the day of the release is this Saturday. And this time we're not doing it in Berkeley because the venues we were looking at in Berkeley were not available. So we are doing it at Palms Playhouse, which is up in Winters, like Davis, Sacramento kind of area, you know. So it's not too far from people for people to travel from the Bay Area, and it's another venue where we have a lot of history. So we're looking forward to that this Saturday. It should be great.
Oh, I'm sure.
So what I'm saying is, like, you know, get in your car and you can get there, you know, from where you are, I'd say in about an hour and a half.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. It totally sounds like fun. Now, speaking of recording, I also love that you post the pictures of when you're in the recording studio with Robert Berry. So that people can follow along if they're following you or Tempest or both of you on Facebook. You can see the pictures, and I think you even had a video of...
I try to post a couple of videos every day, and I always do like a little sort of at the end, like the making of the album kind of a thing, because the technology is very easy to use these days, and it's a fun way to get people interested in what we're doing, and and as a result, you know, when we announced the release, people are advance ordering the record as we speak. They're coming in on my computer here, so people are getting advance orders that they get signed CDs from the band up till the release date. So you know, it's all, you know, grassroots marketing. But it's because we enjoy it, you know what I mean? And being in the studio with Robert is very enjoyable, and it shines through on the album too, I think.
You can
hear that these guys had fun, you know what I mean? which is the way it should be, you know.
Well, and what a perfect combination, you and your band and Robert, because Robert Barry is so much fun. And being in the recording studio with him is so much fun. I've been there with every single session for all the songs Dudley and our son and I have recorded. And actually, I missed one. There was one where they were doing like a kind of a tweaking of some songs. But it's so much fun. Every different track that goes down and everything. And just the way Robert is, he's so kind and so loving and so talented. And He just gets everybody feeling in such a good mood.
Yeah, I think that's one of his main strengths, is that you might have a pretty hectic day recording, but you know that when you leave in the evening, you feel good. You know what I mean? because you get a good result, and he will always make people feel good when they're working. He's very good at that, you know, and when we go in and do a record as Tempest, it's pretty intense because we would book the studio for about a month, and we'll be in full time. Like, you know, other people would go to work. You know, we're in there 8 hours a day until we're done. And as a result, it's a real record. It records a point in time. So you can say, okay, between November 12th and December 13th, this was Tempest. This was our songs. This is what we sounded like. You know, it was like, it's a real recording as opposed to people that, you know, take their time maybe over a year or two, do a little bit here and a little bit there. You know, it becomes more of a sort of a flowing arts project. For us, it's like, hey, we're recording ourselves now. This is who we are right now, and this is what it sounds like to be us right now. You know what I mean? So it's got a lot of life, and it's very, very organic to do it that way, you know? And I love that process. I think it's fabulous.
Yeah, we did it. Since we were just recording songs one at a time, we would go down and have one or two songs at a time in a month, and then maybe another month, and then sometimes it's like several months. Lately, it's been years since we've... couple of years since the last time we were down there recording a song. But I want you to tell us, just before I play the song that I'm going to play, I want you to tell us just a little bit about why you named the album 30 Little Turns, okay?
Because this was our 30 little turns around the sun. You know, as a band, it celebrates our 30 years together as a band, though it's been, you know, a couple of the current members weren't even born yet 30 years ago, but, you know, it still celebrates 30 little turns around the sun for Tempest. And on our song, 30 Little Birds, which is kind of a celebration of those 30 years, where we name check a lot of the people that have been significant in our travels and some of the festivals we love, and everything else that might rhyme. And it's slightly surreal, but at the same time, it's honoring some of the friends we've made that have kept us going for 30 years.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And I love the song. And that is the song that I decided to play during the show today. So I'm going to play that. And then how about if I play it and then we talk about it a little bit more after the song? Does that sound
absolutely
like a good plan? Okay. All right. This is 30 Little Turns. I mean, Little Birds. I keep getting mixed up.
It's 30 little birds from 30 Little Turns. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Melanie and Derby Kurt. Ice Kevin Leaker and a pretzel chocolate art. Master Dave and Little Naz are coding on the screen. Bob and Diane sing along and all the heart scenes. The Kenny Folk's best living room with Barb and all your friends. The talking heart of Pleasant Day to Norris Carnahan. The piney woods of Enum Claw and Dublin Rapids. And the queen.
30 little trees come out running at the tree. 30 little birds of love fly away with me. All the holy reasons I must give you to me. Several Johnny Keckes and Maria Bleasley.
Tartan rocks, CBGB's what a test. Horace Dancing Judy and Ian and David Stein. Focal points are welcome. And Beetle Bob at night. Cropping in a spare part, can be shaken by the sea. Nick on Canal Street, Gene Shane with him, Steve. Alan and Judy and the Leathery Son. A workshop at Falcon Ridge.
Wow. You know what, Leif?
What?
That song is addictive.
Is it now? I'm starting to get tired of it myself. Just kidding. We have not played it live yet. We're debuting it on stage on Saturday. Half the record, we took the songs out in front of an audience, and the other half of the songs sort of came together in the studio. You know, we didn't have a chance to road check them first, per se. And this is one of the songs that took form and shape, the final arrangements while we were recording. So it has not been performed yet, and I'm working to memorize the lyrics before Saturday. So this is very helpful that I got to listen to it again, and because, you know, I want to remember the lyrics. There's so many things we cover in that song. You know, there's a lot of friends, and each line in the song comes with all these mental image pictures and stories and things that I remember from being on the road with the band for 30 years. And we never really took a break. You know, the longest break we ever had would be like, you know, a month or two when we were recording and stuff. So, it's such a wealth of memories, you know.
I would imagine.
And I'll tell you another one. This is kind of a secret. Well, you'll be the first one to know.
Okay.
As we speak, Magna Carta is putting together a little video to go with a song, and I sent them pictures of a lot of the people and places in the song. So it's kind of like a collage when you hear a line like Old Man Flint and Kathy in cahoots, you see a picture of them on the video screen as the lyrics go by, kind of a thing. A very simple sort of, you know, grassroots type of video, but But we want to acknowledge the people that has been significant in the history of the band, you know, and the ones that were lucky enough to end up in the song because it actually rhymed. You know, I think the song must have had 25 verses, and it had to be narrowed down. You know, so that's how it goes. But yeah, it's fun. It's all very light and very fun. You know.
Yeah, it just makes me feel so good, and I have to admit that I'm really curious to actually see the lyrics. That's one of the things that I really miss about the big vinyl albums, is a lot of times they would have room in them to have either in the album if it opened up or on the liner cover, you would have all the lyrics for the songs as well. And
Exactly. Now, of course, we do have lyrics on our in the booklet of our CD, of all the original lyrics anyway, you know, and a little explanation of also what the design is all about. I don't know. Do you have a physical copy of the album or do you have a download?
No, I just have the download. I need to get the actual physical copy of the album.
The cover of the record is the significant. That's an old Scandinavian symbol that we actually carried on our tour maps the last few years. You know, if the sign is carried, one will never lose one's way in storm or bad weather, even when the way is not known. So it's an old Pathfinder, like old Viking symbol, you know, that's on the front cover.
Yeah, I love that. And then you've got the three X's. I can see the art for the cover. I just don't have the actual album cover, you know. But the three X's are for the 30 years, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and then, you know, it's fun. It's fun. We try to celebrate all our milestones. You know, our 10th anniversary, we had a CD for, and you know, of course, we had prime cuts for our 20th, and our 25th anniversary, we did a live CD at the Freight and Salvage, and so it's good to commemorate those big years as they roll by. You know what I mean? It's time to celebrate, I think. You know, most bands stay together for a couple of years or so. So having 30 years under our belt is an accomplishment, and you know, we're proud of it, and we're looking forward to another great 30 years. You know.
Mm-hmm. You're so right, though. I mean, it's so important to celebrate milestones and to celebrate life, you know, and that's one of the things that I love about all the posts that you do on Facebook, for example, though, is you're always celebrating life and you celebrate people's birthdays. I love, you know, love the pictures that you post of different music artists' birthdays and things like that, and the positive quotes that you post. And if people aren't already linked with you on Facebook, they can find you at, what's the Tempest one? Is it Tempest Music at Facebook? Or
it's Tempest Celtic Rock on Facebook. There's a Tempest Music as well on Facebook, but that's more the business one. There's a number of different ones, but the main one is you know, Tempest Celtic Rock on Facebook. And you know, you can go to my Facebook site and follow me. I don't have a lot of room for more friends, but you can easily follow it, and you know, Twitter and all that stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And our website, of course, is tempestmusic.com, you know. And
can
order the physical album there online as well, and hear sound bites and all that stuff.
Oh, cool. And they can probably find your social media links on the website
On the website, on tempestmusic.com. That's a good place to start.
yeah, that's definitely a good place to start. Oh, my gosh, Leif, I just am so excited about this, and I just can't wait to come and see you guys play again and again. I mean, I would love to go a whole bunch of times, really, to tell you the truth, because it's just so much fun, and I have a feeling that's part of why you have so many people that want to come, is because they have so much fun, and then they tell their friends, and then they bring more friends, and it ends up being like a party, right?
That's what we want to do. You know, music is very powerful. It celebrates life, and the live performance is a manifestation of that. So, you know, that's why we're doing it. You know, it's a labor of love, and that's what makes us tick. You know, we're privileged that we can actually, you know, get around and tour in so many different places. You know, the U.S. is a very big country, and you never run out of places to play if you can get around, you know.
Yeah.
So we get in the van and we head across the country, so to speak, you know.
And that would take a certain kind of personality to be able to enjoy doing that too, as many times as you have, to be on the road that much. So, wow, you know, that just blows me away.
For me, it's been a piece of cake, because my two favorite things is to travel and play music. So, having a job that combines the two is ideal, you know.
Well, that's a really good point. And that brings me to the point that my show's title is Live Your Music, and you are definitely an incredibly great example of what it means to live your music, and for you it actually is music. And I want to remind the people listening, though, to answer some of these questions. So you just think about your answers, Leif, while I ask them. What music do you hear calling you?
Say that again.
Calling you. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel? Are you willing to let go of limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. Oh, and Leif, you are doing that. You are. You're enjoying it. You're living your music. And what advice would you have for people who feel like music and singing and performing is part of their music? What advice would you have for them?
Well, you know, just doing it and find out who you are and what you want to do, you know, and whether you actually have, you don't have to be a performing artist per se to live your music, as you said, you know, but if your dharma or your purpose is to be a singer or a dancer, then don't let anything stop you. If you want to play an instrument and it makes you feel good, then you should just do it, you know what I mean? I find that, you know, for me, it's been all very natural, because, you know, I think one of the things that have helped me personally is that I'm a lifelong meditator ever since I was 15 years old. And I get that energy. My creative energy comes from, you know, diving in and quiet my mind and then come out refreshed and bring that creative energy up to the surface that way, you know. And if people have a practice like that, I think it's a lot easier to live your music and live your life with music and enjoy just your being, you know what I mean? Your pure consciousness,
totally.
You know. Yeah.
That would
be my advice to people. You know, if you can connect with your true self, then then everything will fall into place naturally, because nature will support what you're doing.
That is incredible advice. And I am so amazed. You've been meditating since you were 15 years old?
Since I was 15 years old. Yeah, I got initiated in transcendental meditation when I was 15, because all my heroes were doing it at the time. So I figured if it's good enough for the Beatles and Donovan and the rest of them, it's good enough for me, you know. And at the time, you had to be 15. That was how old you had to be in order to start. So that was my year, you know. I haven't missed my two daily meditations for many, many years. I think last time was 1990 that I missed the meditation.
Wow.
So that's been pretty much my basis for everything else. So, you know, playing music to me is is a great way to pass time, since we have a lot of time, really.
Mm-hmm.
We have more time than we know, and
mm-hmm.
and the spirit likes to play, and play music is the most ideal way I can think of to pass time, you know what I mean? And so it all goes together, you know, all of it.
You're so right. Our spirit likes to play, and our spirit likes to move, and our spirit likes music and singing and dancing and fun and all of those things. And yeah, I didn't try meditation until 2005. It was after I went to an I Can Do It conference there, and I'd gone to an Abraham Hicks workshop, an all-day workshop,
uh-huh.
and in their book Ask and It Is Given, they have a really simple one that's 15 minutes that you breathe. And then I started doing that in May of 2005, and I don't think I've missed a day since then either. And it's like before that, I kept thinking, oh, I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want, you know, I like to be able to see everything, but I couldn't believe how good it felt. And now I really look forward to it.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the, I think that's the key. You know, your mind will go where it finds the most joy if you let it, you know. So it's a natural process, you know. But there's you know, I truly believe that liberating your mind and purifying your nervous system is true survival. You know what I mean? It's something that should be part of everybody's life, I think. You know, and
I agree.
I think there will be a future where that will be a natural part of everybody's life.
Oh, I really hope so. You know, we have less than 2 minutes left. The time is flown by. And I just want to
thank
you
again.
Well, you
know, can I say something about that?
Yes.
And that's part of the song. You know, time's fun when you have flies.
And it also flies when you're having fun.
That's right.
Yeah, it goes both ways. And, you know, I totally believe that life is supposed to be fun, and the people I enjoy the most are the ones that like to have fun, and you're one of those people. You not only have fun yourself, but you make sure that the people around you have fun. And because of that, you are a great gift to our world.
Well, thank you so much for saying that, Margot. And you're doing the same thing, and I think everybody is doing it in their own way, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so true. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. And if you enjoy the show, please forward the show link for people. They can hear it anytime. It's on the live show. Will be a recording in a few minutes, and then you can forward it on to all of your friends. Thank you, Leif, for being on the show. Thank you for your music, and thank you for just the joy you add to life.
Well, thank you so much for having me again. And, you know, every time we have a new record, I look forward to talking to you about it.
Oh, thank you. But I think I want to have you on again sometime in between, too.
Okay.
We'll figure
something out, you know.
Okay.
It's great, Marga. Have a wonderful time and continue with your great show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bye for now, Leif. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Everyone, live your music. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.